Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today I was thinking of just sharing a few moments with you in reference to, I always talk about divine intervention and things that prove to me that we're not alone, that life is continual, and that we actually are more connected than not. And so, I believe that there is a better world and a better reality that one day we will see, and it will be nothing like we go through each day here. And the past few weeks, I had felt like I was traveling on a bumpy road, and I felt my heart tipping, my mind was fighting stress, and at moments, confusion. My body felt like I had been at the fairgrounds playing bumper cars. Now, I'm not sure if everybody knows what that reference is, but as kids, we went to amusement parks, and they had these little seats you would sit in, and they looked like they had a round tire, but it was more like an inner tube around them, and then they were magnetized to the floor, and they had a little rod that would go straight up and touch the electricity and on the top, and that's how you kept going. And so the object was to race around and to bump into people, and the bumper car would spin you just a little bit, but you would get this little bit of a head movement. It wasn't like whiplash or something that would give you a concussion, but it was definitely head movement and neck movement, and everybody would just laugh, and it was fun. Now, that was fun, maybe for, under the age of 12, 15 down would be really fun, but I would think 15 and up would probably be tired of the head snapping, although I don't know. Well, that's kind of what I felt like, There were just these hits that kept going on, and my world was feeling hard. I felt like I was being hit frequently and unexpected. I mean, just things would happen that I just didn't even, wasn't in my remote wildest thoughts, right? And so I was getting, my heart just felt like my heart was tilting. It wasn't breaking, but it was definitely tilting. And my mind was just like, wow, I just don't want to have anything else go on. And then a few days ago, my favorite cousin called, and I, at that point, I knew that I was just like reaching the point where I just didn't want any more bad news. And so I didn't answer the phone. I was so conflicted internally, and I was just stressed, and I just was like, wow, I just can't take another hit at this moment. I really just don't want there to be another problem. And so I looked at the phone a couple of times, but I was afraid to answer it. And I knew, I knew that I just didn't need another piece of sadness. So I let the phone ring, and I glanced over it a couple of times, and my heart just felt sluggish, like I was losing power, kind of like the Energizer Bunny whose battery just finally is starting to stop. And in the back of my mind, I was just feeling powerless. And that should have been my first clue that I needed to just regroup and find God's stillness in my heart. But I'm one of those people who just doesn't like to stop. I want to be able to walk. I want to be able to move. I want to be able to do something productive in my day. And so I kind of was just overcompensating. I was just walking and walking in my, through my room, other parts of the house, just walking, trying to feel like I had some control of my life. And I thought that that was a good way for me to cope with the stress, because it was movement. And I think probably I just really needed to own the situation, allow myself to say it verbally, which is something that one of my physicians had told me years ago. She just said it was better to just say, wow, wow, that's a little stress, and I'm going to be okay. But I went back to the old, comfortable, you know, way of coping, which was just moving, you know. And I couldn't do a full aerobic workout, but I knew I could just get things done. I could empty the trash. I could change the towels. I could, you know, I could just move. And that's what I did. And it helped me physically, but it didn't do anything for me mentally. And so, that was my clue that I missed. That, you know, the uncharacteristic behavior of me, of not answering that phone, should have told me how deeply I was feeling the loss around me. And I've never avoided a call from my favorite cousin. I mean, that would be like something I would not do. So I took a few minutes just to get myself together, gain my composure, and to feel a little bit more steady on my feet. And then I picked up the phone, and determined to be strong, I called my cousin. And I explained to her why I didn't answer. She didn't care, but I explained it because I think I needed to own that behavior that I had initiated. But I still didn't recognize what my body knew. And that was that I was tired. I was exhausted by the constant blows. And, you know, and then later on that day, you know, something else happened. And I, at that point, became disheveled and out of my normal composure. So as I sat with this this morning, it was a new day, and I'm trying to move forward positively. And normally I don't bring in things from yesterday into the new day, because I think the new day is a gift. But it just felt like I needed to address what was still in my heart. And I thought perhaps someone else out there might be going through some of the similar situations. And I'm just reminded that I just needed to breathe. I just needed to get still, to breathe, to acknowledge what I was going through, to understand the feelings that I had, and to stop running from the feelings. And so as I sit here, I own the feelings, I own the choices that I make. And today I'm not avoiding calls. I'm finding some balance again. And so as I was, you know, contemplating what to share with you today, one of my faithful friends sent me a quote from one of my own books. And that was just confirmation of what I already felt in my heart. And, you know, God is always looking out for us. God is always looking out for us. He is. And so I wanted to share that with you, just that little excerpt from my book. And I'll have to find which book. I write so much, I can't remember exactly which book it's in. I think it's in God's Guiding Light of Peace, but we'll confirm it, and then we'll put a link into the show notes for you. So bear with me, because I'm going to try to remember exactly what's there and give you what I felt in my heart the day that these words came to me. Why is it that you do not fully trust me? Release this world's hold. Come closer and show me that you truly believe. I am sending you signs, placing words within your heart, and covering you with my favor. You must remain open to receiving my lessons and my blessings, and choose to look for the deeper meaning within them. If and when you do, you will see some of my greatest blessings unfold for you. And so that, when my friend sent this back to me, this is my friend, one of my friends in India, it touched my heart, first of all, that he actually, you know, has one of my books. And secondly, that he knew what was in my heart. And he knew that I needed to be reminded, because sometimes I just let spirit flow through me and I don't always get the chance to go back and reread my books. I love that my narrator picks up on my flavor when she reads. And so when she's reading my books, I just close my eyes and I listen to my words and they refill my spirit again. And they also help me remember my own poetry when I get to hear it over and over again. And so if you haven't seen, if you haven't checked out some of my books and you need just a quick pick-me-up, each one of them comes with a 5-minute sample. And so you could, if you're having a hard day, you could actually go in and listen to 5 minutes from a book. Or if you're having an exceptionally difficult day, you can listen to a couple of different 5-minute poems from the book. And so I just want to make sure that you understand that it's okay to have the feelings you have. And yeah, it's natural for us to fall back on our comfort zone and the crutches, the life crutches we've used to get through tough moments. I think what is more important is that when we recognize that we've sought cover in what behaviors have not served us well, that we slow down, regroup, and then move forward with what will enable us to grow from the situation. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are, whatever you're facing, know that you are not alone, and that if you have, handled it differently than you know you should, that there is time to change, to address the issue, and to do better. Wishing you a beautiful day. Be well.